Okay, we're starting on page 384, and we're doing a siman, starting a new and ending a new siman today. But it's a shin mem aleph. We're coming right to the end of Hilchos Shabbos now, of this chelik of Hilchos Shabbos, at least chelik gimel. Chelik dalet is more about eruvin and things, but chelik gimel, next week, we're going to finish. We're on page 384, siman shin mem aleph. Heter nadorim b'Shabbos, right? Releasing, is that a good word? Releasing nadorim on Shabbos. Sif Aleph, Matirim Shochanoch, Matirim, Nadarim B'Shabbos, Im Heim L'Serech Shas, you're allowed to be Matir and Neder. Who's Matir and Neder? Chocham. You go to a rabbi, and he finds a way to say, you know, finds a way out. If you don't know that, would you, whatever. And we're not going to give any details on how to do that, but you can go to a Chocham to be Matir and Neder on Shabbos. When? If it's L'Serech Shabbos, you need it for Shabbos. Why would you need to be Matir and Neder on Shabbos? K'goin Shenodar Shrei Le'echol, person who made a neder, he's not going to eat. Oh, shall I like lishtoi? So he's not going to drink. On to page Kuf Sadi Gimel. After he shall I panai lahatiram kaidim shavas. Even though he could have done it before Shabbos, there was time, but he didn't. And now he wants to come and eat whatever. He wants to eat his meal on Shabbos. He wants to drink, and he's got his neder. He can go to a chacham on Shabbos to be matir the neder, to alleviate him of his vow not to eat or drink. Okay. Aval habal yochel lahafer nidrei ishtoi afilu she'einam l'serech ha'shavos. But when it comes to a husband annulling his wife's neder, that's another aspect. It's called haforos nedarim, not hatoros nedarim. So a husband being mefer, right, annulling his wife's neder, that could even be done for a neder that's not needed for Shabbos. I mean, it's not related to Shabbos b'chlal. Mipnei she'im lo yofer la b'hayom lo yuchal oid lahafir. The reason being that if he's not mefer, he doesn't annul it today, he won't be able to do it afterward. He only has the same day that he hears about it to be mefer it, and if he hears about it on Shabbos, he would therefore have to be mefer on Shabbos. If he doesn't do it on Shabbos, he's lost his opportunity to do it, and the neder stands. So it's not related to Shabbos in terms of what she needs to do on Shabbos. It's just that the only opportunity to be made for the neder is today, if he finds out on Shabbos, and therefore he must do it on Shabbos, and he can do it on Shabbos. Okay, back to page Kuf three, page 384, Sifkon Aleph. 384, Sifkon Aleph. Im Shabbos. If, again, we're talking about a man who makes a neder, and he wants to be matir on Shabbos, he can if it's needed for Shabbos. But if it's not needed for Shabbos, even if there was no time to be matir it before Shabbos, ain maturin, you're not allowed to matir such a neder on Shabbos. There's no reason to do it on Shabbos. You can wait till after Shabbos. It's not Shabbos connected. It's not linked to Shabbos and what he needs to do on Shabbos. It's nothing to do with Shabbos, his neder. And therefore, he should wait till after Shabbos. So why should we toil, make efforts on Shabbos to be matir a neder unnecessarily? And similarly, you can be matir a neder for the sake of a mitzvah, even if it's not Shabbos related, this neder. None to do with what you need to do on Shabbos. It's not like it's food that I need to eat on Shabbos. It's just for the sake of a mitzvah, you can be matir a neder on Shabbos. So if cotton based shalei le'echol, for example, the person made a vow he's not going to eat, kevush, not going to eat, whatever. No, page kuf said gimel, he's not going to eat, hayoim. Today I will not eat, or Shabbos I won't eat. It doesn't have to be that he completely prohibits himself from eating and drinking. That's a kind of a most extreme type of neder in terms of what he can do on Shabbos. Even if he just made a neder, he's not going to eat meat or he's not going to drink wine, you're allowed to be matir such a neder on Shabbos. The dover there who mitzvah be Shabbos, because the mitzvah to eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos. Or if he made the neder, he's not going to wear his Shabbos strimal, or whatever it might be, that he would usually wear on Shabbos. He needs for Shabbos, a Shabbos garment, he's allowed to matter that neder on Shabbos. Okay. Even if he made a neder not to sleep on Shabbos, he can also be matter at the matir in loy. Why? He's used to it, and that's called oinik Shabbos, to sleep, and therefore it's needed for Shabbos, and he can matter such a neder on Shabbos.
Don't we do kol nidre on Yom Kippur? I mean, and it's kol nidre.
That's a much bigger discussion than we have time for now. Sif Cotton Gimel. Nidre. Okay. Sif Cotton. Yeah, so I mean, the footnote is too big a discussion. Okay, Sif Cotton Nidre Ishtay. Right? Sif Cotton Gimel Nidre Ishtay, right? He being Mayfair, the neder of a wife. Husband being mefer, annulling his wife's neder, can be done on Shabbos, even if it's not related to what she needs to do on Shabbos. Now, same thing applies to a father being mefer the neder of his daughter, who's a young, she's not a young girl, she's not under bat mitzvah, she's 12 to 12 and a half, that kind of age group where her vows are valid, but he still has the power to be able to mefer. Once she gets to 12 and a half, that's it. He has got no more power. When a man, again, a husband to his wife or a father to the daughter, does annul a neder of hers on Shabbos, he should not say the standard text, which is mufalichi. It is annulled to you. Rather, he just annuls it in his heart, and he tells her, tli v'ichli, tli v'shvi. Take it and eat it, take it and drink it. He just tells her, as if kind of like, don't worry about the neder. And he's thinking in his heart, I'm being made for the neder, so now, you don't worry, you can have it. That's what he says. Take and eat, take and drink. It's obviously true to say that if the husband is not aware of the neder or the nedarim that his wife has made, and there's no Shabbos need to be made for it, it's better not to tell him on Shabbos. Better to wait till after Shabbos to tell him. If you tell him on Shabbos, he'll have to be made for it on Shabbos. That's his only opportunity. If you don't tell him on Shabbos, then it's better to, because then there's no need to be made for it, and then you tell him after Shabbos, he'll do it then. Because again, he has to always make for it on the day he hears it, and therefore just don't tell him till after Shabbos. Or if she made a neder for a specific amount of time, and that time ends on Shabbos, he would not be allowed to be made for it unless it's for a Shabbos need. Because anyway, it will kind of dissipate at the end of the neder already by the time it comes to Sunday. So why would you do something now and be made for a neder that's not needed? Because just wait till after Shabbos. Unless, again, if it's not for Shabbos need, it's not related to Shabbos activities, then there's no reason to be made for it, because just wait till after Shabbos, it will automatically be the end of the neder. So there's no reason to do that. But damia l'sheilas nedarim, and it's like the case of being matir a neder, sh'asla hatir heichashad dover in a serach Shabbos. Again, it fits into what we said in the beginning of the sif, that you're not allowed to be matir a neder. A rabbi can't be matir a neder if it's not needed for Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch ended by saying that if you're not made for today, you won't be able to. So you have to, if the husband hears about it today, he has to be made for today, even though it might not be Shabbos related. The din is, the Torah says, you can, a husband or a father, or the daughter, can only be made for a neder on the day he hears it. As it says, on the day that he heard it. Even if he heard it on Shabbos, close to the end of Shabbos, at that point he can immediately be made for it. He should be made for it. Because we don't say 24 hours. We say you've got to the end of the day, and the end of the day ends in like 10 minutes. So you better quickly be made for it. Well, he can be. He's allowed to be made for the neder then.
Technically speaking, if the girl went ahead and made a neder 10 seconds before Shkia or something, then it would be too late. I mean, I'm not from a shop.
No, he has to, it goes by when he hears about it. It goes by when he hears about it, not when she makes it. But so yeah, right. You might only have 10 seconds. You better move quick. Because if he only hears after Shabbos or on the Friday night, he's got the whole night. And the Kol Yom Shabbos, and the whole day as well, he's got the whole 24-hour period now to be made for. He's got from when he hears it, like say, at the beginning of the night, and she makes a neder, or he heard about it, her neder. He's now got the entire night and the next day to be made for the neder. But if he hears it in the daytime, even when it's close to the end of the day, the only opportunity he has is that day before it comes to nightfall, or Shkia perhaps. Again, this is the way it works with being made for the neder. It's not so common nowadays, etc., but this is the din to be aware of.
What is the malacha we're worried about?
It looks like it's talking about tircha. It's an unnecessary trouble. That's what it seems like. Hard to believe it's such a major tircha to say that, to say meifelichi, but anachlami. Okay, fifth base in the Shulchan Aruch. Mi she'nishba la'asos malacha plainis. Ad zman ploini, a person who swore that he's going to do such and such activity, malacha, by such and such time, And he didn't get a chance to do it now, and it's now really the end of the time period. And that last day arrived, of course, ended up being Shabbos. And he has a way, he has technically, there's a way to be matir the neder. Then you do that, you do matir this neder, or sure, even on Shabbos. What's the story over here? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Hay, Barba Shabbos, the last day of this time period ends up on Shabbos. The problem is, if he swore he's going to do a second touch act, and it turns out that that act of the malacha, you know, I'm going to light a fire within the next 7 days, or whatever it is, and it ends up the last day of those 7 days is Shabbos, and you can't light a fire on Shabbos. So what are you supposed to do? Sifkot and Vav, Yeshua Psachim, if he has ways out of this neder, or even if he's no actual Pesach, like he didn't realize such and such, he doesn't have that. He just has a regret. If I would have known, I never would have. I regret the whole thing. Again, you have to go through the dinim of Hatas and Dom to understand the chilukim here. But yeah, you're also allowed to be matir in that case because Yavoi Al Nidroi, so he shouldn't transgress his neder that he said, I'm going to do something. But the truth is, you out of the very regret of this neder, you can make itself as a way to open to be matter the neder. The Shalim, because we ask in the following: if you had only known by the end of it all that you would have been regretting it, you would have regretted making it. Would you accept it as a neder or sure? In that situation, I mean, if I would, you know, you got the, he says to the rabbi, I want to get out of my whatever, my neder, my shura. So the rabbi says, right, it's only been a week now, and we've come to the end now. If you only would have known the situation would arise, would you have ever made this neder? And he says, no. So then that's the reason to be matter. Because you made sure matter, and that's the reason. Again, he says, no, I wouldn't. So therefore, the chacham can be matter. Even though it's Shabbos, you can be matir the neder. The problem is, if he's got 7 days to do this act, and he doesn't make the fire, he said, I'm going to make a fire in the next 7 days. It happens to be the seventh day of Shabbos. He didn't do it yet. If you're not matir his neder, he's just transgressed the Issa Torah of Layachal Dvoy, of profaning his words, of not keeping his neder. So therefore, it's better to be matir his neder on Shabbos in this situation, rather than not. And by not, you are thereby causing an Issa Torah. Sif Gimel is the last one for this week. Nagu Shochanoch. Nagu lahatir chelmi hakol b'Shabbos after pisha einam l'serach Shabbos. The minig is to release people from chelm, from the cherem, excommunication, is that a good word, of the tzibur on Shabbos, even though it's not needed for Shabbos. Ein le'el seif simon shin vav. What is it about? It says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Ches, she'einam l'serach Shabbos. The problem is you have to have, if a tzibur puts someone in cherem, then the tzibur has to be matir the cherem. So the only time you get the tzibur together is on Shabbos, and here's your opportunity to do it. So again, it's not the derech of people to gather completely, you know, everyone gathers together. You have little minyanim here and there, but in terms of shal, everyone comes to shul on Shabbos, and that's how to get everyone in one place. If you don't be matir today when the tzibur is here, they will not gather, especially for the occasion, on a different day. But then he's never going to actually be able to be matter it. And therefore it's like a case of a neder of a wife, you're allowed to be mefer. That's what Beis Yosef says. Mishnah Berurah, Cotton, Nun, Aleph, for more details. Adkan.